Jekka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Pretoria will sizzle tomorrow at 33 degrees. Johannesburg 30. Emalahleni 28. Rustenburg 36. Health Minister Aaron Motsoaledi has confirmed a chemical agent has been linked to the murders of six children in Naledi, Soweto. The children died earlier this month after eating snacks from a local spaza shop. Motsoaledi was speaking on the sidelines of the ANC's NEC meeting currently underway in Boksburg.
During that search, they did confess that there is an illegal chemical which they buy from a mall in Johannesburg. And 27 officials visited that mall and they confiscated 1,456 grams of that chemical. And four people were arrested, one man and three women.
Meanwhile, the Save South Africa civic movement says children living in impoverished communities often find themselves vulnerable to food poisoning incidents. Spokesperson for the movement, Teboho Mashilompane.
One death of a child is too much, but it is surprising that to date no ministry is taking the responsibility and there is no voice of the president in all this. We must also mention the fact that there are child-headed families and these children will continue to buy from these spaza shops and as a result they become the victims of the evil mission.
Now, at the same time, the Limpopo Education Department has temporarily suspended food sales in and around schools due to a surge in alleged food poisoning incidents. Scores of children have been hospitalized. The Education Department says the school's feeding schemes will continue as per normal. In other news, the Department of Correctional Services has described a search and seizure operation at Atteridgeville Prison as a major success. Senior officers carried out the raid at the Tshwane facility last night. Here's Department Spokesperson Singubako Kumalo.
There were no challenges experienced from the inmates. Not many items were confiscated, which is a positive thing because it means that the facility is clean. As a department, we want to see more of our facilities not being dominated by illegal items.
And finally, the Provincial Heritage Resource Authority in Gauteng has declined the Federation of Afrikaans Culture Organisations' application to designate Pretoria's famous jacaranda trees as a provincial heritage site. According to the Heritage Authority, the trees known for their lilac blossoms did not originate in the country, but is in fact South America. The Federation spokesperson, Gerard Pretorius.
Pretoria is known as the Jacaranda City. This should already be a very big indication of the intrinsic heritage value these trees have to the capital city. And in Gauteng, there are around about 65,000 trees and 70,000 in the City of Gold in Johannesburg. And this is a very big indication of the heritage value that stems from these trees.
I'm Chanel September from myself and the news team. Good night.
Let us handle the tunes while you handle the moves. Nice move, man. The Jacaranda FM Party Night.